basic definition is an ensemble that utilizes brass instruments and percussion, no woodwinds. To get a little bit deeper, it's all conical-based instruments. Instead of trumpets, using cornets, and instead of a French horn, use what's called a tenor horn, which is a very, very small tuba keyed in the same key that a saxophone would be keyed in.
Why has this type of band evolved?
This type of band kind of evolved over in England with a lot of town bands and a lot of mining bands, and it was originally given kind of an existence for all of these community members to get together and have a community event. From there, it grew into competitions and, you know, professional ensembles overseas and migrated then over into the States almost along the same way. You can go back and look a long time ago and find smaller town bands, and they called them coronet bands at the time, and then evolved into the brass banding that we know now.
You're going to be doing Gustav Holst's The Planets. Now, this is kind of a big deal.
Absolutely. This is the 100th anniversary to the evening of the premiere of The Planets.
Holst wrote this for an orchestra, not for a British-style brass band. So there's a lot of additional work that has to be done.
Absolutely. It's a massive undertaking. The amount of preparation that has to be there for a British-style brass band to perform an orchestral work is outstanding. Imagine a trumpet playing the same line that a violin does. It's extremely technical. The movements of Jupiter and Mars especially are extremely technical for the cornets.
Why attempt something like this? I mean, why go out of genre?
I think a lot of reasons has to do with the fact that it's the 100th anniversary. This is something very, very special that bands don't get to do often, because our genre is, in fact, a baby compared to orchestras. So when an opportunity arises to do a 100th anniversary transcription, it's something I had to jump on.
You've been rehearsing this, and you've got a little recording of one of the movements.
Yes, I have a little bit of a recording of Mars, the first movement.
Why does this work start out with Mars? I mean, you would think, oh, first there's Mercury and so forth. At least that's one way to look at it. But why do you think Holst started with Mars?
I think a lot of the reason that he started with Mars is because he wrote this as the bringer of war, Mars being one of the Roman deities that, you know, was the bringer of war. And another reason that you look at it is, based on how the planets are written, it's actually written as a double symphony. So it's written as a three-movement piece, Mars, Venus, and Mercury, followed by a four-movement piece, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune.
We're going to hear part of the Mars movement. What do you love about this?
The portion that I love that you're going to hear is the building of the intensity from the gods of war marching off in the distance and bringing the soldiers closer and closer and closer to the battle lines, and all of a sudden clashing with everything. It's very, very powerful.
As music director, how do you like the way the band is rehearsing that snip of the Mars portion of Holst's The Planets?
I think they're doing phenomenally well with the technicality of the literature, the musicality that goes into it. They're really stepping up their game, and it's going to be an absolutely excellent performance.
We're speaking with Adam Hilly of the Twin Cities Brass Band. What's it like at rehearsal?
We have a fairly lighthearted but also serious rehearsal. I can recall a time when we were rehearsing the opening of Jupiter before the cornets had it under their fingers that I definitely got a couple of them yelling at me saying that we have to learn this before you take this at performance tempo.
Is this a one-time thing with Holst's The Planets, or do you hope to perform this again?
I think at some point I'd like to perform it again, although if I did the concert the following weekend, my players might have a murder with me.
Adam, it sounds like you have a great hall to be playing this version of The Planets.
Absolutely. We're performing this at the Lakeville Area Arts Center. It's a phenomenal venue, beautiful stadium seating. There's a small floor and a balcony as well. Gorgeous, gorgeous place to play.
We are speaking with Adam Hilly, the artistic director of the Twin Cities Brass Band. On September 29th, the group is performing Gustav Holst's The Planets. This is the first time you've done The Planets, but you've done Holst previously.
At our last concert, Brass from the Past, we did his work, A Moorside Suite, which is historically significant as well, being that that is the first piece written for brass band that's not an orchestral transcription that was written by a prolific composer of the time.
The Twin Cities Brass Band performs Gustav Holst's The Planets Saturday night, September 29th at the Lakeville Area Arts Center. For information about the performance and about the Twin Cities Brass Band, the web address is twincitiesbrassband.com. Or contact the Lakeville Area Arts Center at lakevillearteartscenter.com. This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.